This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Like Taylor's always doing. Winning, winning, winning. She probably has songs called, you know, winning. Winning again. So Taylor Swift got her catalog bought out from underneath her by Scooter Braun and whatever his company was back in the 20-teens. In 2019, he sold her catalog. He divested himself to a company called Shamrock. And Shamrock went, and I think they spent around $300 million to get it off of him. Meanwhile, she was busy re-recording all her old records, and all of her fans knew that what you wanted was Taylor's version of everything. Mm-hmm. So she was undermining that. And for someone who owned that and had paid $300 million, they were like, wow, every single album that comes out makes our catalog worth less. And so in the end, they offered it back to her and she did buy it. So Taylor Swift now owns all her stuff. One of the things that I think for around $300 million, what I think it was.
So what they spent, they got
around
back.
That. Okay. Yes. Maybe she, you know, she's called it a good faith deal, blah, blah, blah. Good faith deal. The ultimate price was far closer to the $300 million that Shamrock was reported to have paid in 2020 than the more extravagant $600 million to $1 billion that I guess the New York Post was hypothesizing that they, you know, for her to buy it back, that's what it would be. But it looks like they just didn't want to lose money on it. And in the end, they're lucky that she bought it. She's doing just fine with all the other stuff. However, I went on to read a post that she put up. And it's in a font that looks like handwriting, but this is something that's, you know, for her fans. And she talks about how she's trying to gather her thoughts. And she knows if you're a fan of mine, you know, I've wanted all this stuff back and I want to let you know that I'm freaking out. I was this close so many times to getting this. And now after 20 years of having the carrot dangled and yanked away, all of the music I've ever made now belongs to me and all my music videos, all the concert films, the album art and photography, the unreleased songs, the memories, the magic, the madness, every single era, my entire life's work. And she, and it goes on and on and on, but that's like, you can feel it. Like it's.
She is extremely rare in the music business in that most people don't. Most people do not.
Right.
Not even close to own a percentage of their. And the you hear occasionally, you'll hear someone talk about it very frankly, and they will say, yeah, they gave us this money up front and then we had to go make the record. And it turns out that we had to pay for the studio time. So that came out of the money they gave us. And then we had to make videos. And that also,
in the end, they owned us.
Yeah. And we realized that we had to go out on tour and then we had to pay this thing down in order to. So before we even got started profiting, it turns out that we'd been on tour for 6 months.
It would be, and we were not quite broken even with what we owed them.
Right.
And then we still had to pay them for the tour bus and the roadies and the big rigs. And
so she's a very unique artist in that she owns everything now and had the leverage to say, fine, I'll go make everything and my audience will follow me, not you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
She also, basically, what has happened now is that you don't have to worry about it saying Taylor's version, and that there are two complete sets of, I mean, these are, she'll get paid no matter which one you own, or no matter which one you buy. They're actually, That's one of the things. So there are now two fully authorized versions of each of the albums that she re-recorded. In fact, I want to say she was just about to release, was it Reputation?
That's what people thought, but in the letter she actually talks about that she was only about a quarter of the way done the Reputation album.
So she doesn't have to bother.
She was having a hard time making it even better than it was the first time, so she's going to let that go. But she did say that the vault tracks for that will come out sometime. And her debut album, Taylor Swift, she has fully finished. And she said that will Taylor's version of that will have a moment.
So there will be two versions. That's interesting. I wonder, I couldn't tell the difference between them when we would listen back, you know, to even the same inflections, the same curly cues on her voice. Like, so
very
she was trying to make them different.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what she meant
by that. She just re-recorded.
It's a great point. She made almost no changes, especially lyrics-wise, to the originals.
I think that's the problem, is if she had started changing things, because most artists are like, that record is a snapshot of that time with us in that studio with those instruments, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
It's not supposed to be re-recorded. And if we take out whatever freckles are on it, it won't be that anymore.
Right.
And so it is surprising. I know why she did it, but most artists would say, I'm not re-recording that. That's of that time in our lives.
I will say the debut album, she was a much weaker singer then. And so she did have backup singers. I think there's even like a man's voice that supports her on a lot of the songs on the debut album. So I'm sure that wouldn't be on the re-recording. So that would be really cool to hear her much more mature.
And you're saying that one is completely finished.
That's
that
what
would
she
be
says in the letter. Yeah.
Interesting. I did not read that whole letter. That is a long ass letter. But you are a true Swiftie. Like, that's it's so funny. I got to the point, I'm like, she's listening all the stuff she got. I'm like, that's great. And for the fans, continue reading on.
Give up.
I have full body chills. Like, I was tearing up as I read it.
Aww.
I'm so happy for her.
Well,
it's
I'm glad
so cool
that you're so happy for her. You are a true fan. When you got your listening patterns back from Odyssey last year, was she your number one listen?
Every year.
Every
yep.
year. How old are you? 30? And yep. So you have probably been like right there with her through every single one of those records.
Yes, I remember I didn't start listening until I was in high school.
But that would have been kind of... Oh, no.
Yeah, she
no.
had,
five
she
years
had
old,
done
right,
a
right.
couple of albums already before
country
I jumped
albums.
On country albums. And mm-hmm. I wasn't raised in
that's
country
what I was
going
to mm-hmm. just ask you was, did you listen to the country albums first? When she... I thought it was the ballsiest and almost stupidest move I've ever heard anyone make. Unbeknownst to me, she was going to go and crush it in every possible way. But when she said, I'm leaving country and I'm turning pop, I was like,
we're a pop station. We're already playing.
What are you doing? Like, you're turning off the people that built you and you're assuming all these other people are going to want to hear you before you've even done that. You're crazy. And then she's done nothing but crush it.
Yeah.
Every single album.
Yeah.
So good for her. She called her shot. That's the old, you know, is that Babe Ruth? Points to the...
Yep.
Right over there.
We're going right over here. And then does it.
Right.
Dang. That's pretty special.
I feel so lucky to have an artist like this in my life. You know, that when I'm 60 years old, mm-hmm. I'm going to get to talk about the way I hear you guys talk about some rock artists. So it's so freaking cool.
Yeah, she's great. She really is. I remember seeing her on the Grammys one time. It was years ago. She was still, she was maybe 20, and she did a thing with Miley Cyrus. And you could tell Miley was super nervous about it. Like, she was a lot, I don't know how much younger she is, but she's maybe 30 and Taylor's 35, say. But she was sort of fresh off of Hannah Montana and had just put out like a kind of a grown-up album. And they did a song together, and it was so sweet. And Taylor, even just the way she was looking at Miley, like, you got this, it's okay. Just push through. It was really sweet. It was just the two of them and an acoustic guitar. It was really nice. She's great.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.